The surface of the Earth has warmed significantly, especially over the past few decades. Some of the most dramatic warming has been in the far north, in Alaska, Canada, and Siberia. But the extreme southern part of the Earth is not warming, as some had predicted. NPR's Richard Harris reports on two studies that show a more complicated picture.
The first study involves one of the few places in Antarctica where there's an actual community of living things stashed away on this desolate continent, in a place called the McMurdo Dry Valleys, one of the few areas that is not entirely blanketed by snow and ice. John Priskiw from Montana State University and his colleagues have been studying one site here for well over a decade.
It's a lake, fresh water up on the surface, down in this lake here, down to about 17 meters, and then it gets very salty. And in the salts from old, this used to be an old brine pond.
The surface of this lake is covered with 12 feet of ice, which explains why Priskiw was wearing crampons as he hiked across Lake Bonney during his research visit last year. Scientists come to this stark but beautiful valley every year to perform a thorough checkup on the simple life forms that manage to get by in the lakes, phytoplankton and bacteria.
What we do is we start sampling right under the ice surface and go right down to the bottom. Measure the rate of phytoplankton photosynthesis, we measure bacterial production, all the chemistry, temperature conductivity.
The goal of this work is to build a long-term record of this ecosystem, to understand how it changes over time, and to see whether human activity could affect that. The research teams drill and melt holes through the thick layer of ice on top of these lakes and send instruments into the water below. The air is so cold here, even in the Antarctic summer, scientists constantly chip away the ice to keep their window to the depths open.
Okay, someone's going to have to grab this while Scott grabs underneath.
On this day, Priskiw and his team retrieve a device that has been collecting particles in the lake over the previous year. A sharp wind blows down the valley, and Priskiw has to remove his gloves to handle the dripping sample he is retrieving.
Cold water, man. I always forget. Okay, here's...
The samples he collects are stored away in small plastic bottles to be analyzed later.
I'll get it down as a...
A year has elapsed since that scene on the lake, and now Priskiw and his colleagues have put their data together to reach a startling conclusion, which they've just published in Nature. While the globe as a whole has been getting warmer, Priskiw's co-author Peter Dorn says they have documented a sharp cooling trend in this Antarctic valley over the past 14 years.
A lot of the cooling has been coming in the summertime, and that's critical because it's only warm enough about 4 to 6 weeks in the summer to generate meltwater, and the ecosystem lives off that meltwater.
When Peter Doran isn't diving in the Antarctic lakes, which he does every other year, he's analyzing his findings at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Doran says the cooling in the region is not only reducing the fresh water that feeds the lakes, it's also making the surface ice thicker, so the plankton that use sunlight for energy is getting less light. If this admittedly short trend continues, Doran says it would be tough on the life forms struggling to get by in this already harsh environment.
The ecosystem would continue to diminish, and eventually it would essentially go into a deep sleep or a freeze-dried ecosystem. And we don't expect it to go extinct because there's been cold periods in the past. For instance, about 1,200 years ago, we believe the lakes, many of the lakes, dried down completely, and the ecosystem's still there. So we don't imagine it would go extinct, but it would be changed dramatically, and it would be reduced significantly.
Dorn says it wasn't so long ago that the National Science Foundation was actually talking about moving its encampments away from the lake shores in this region, expecting more meltwater and higher lake levels.
We went into this project with the idea that global warming was going to hit us any time now, and we kept waiting for the warm summers to come, and they never came. It just kept getting colder and colder, and that's the story.
And their find isn't limited to these lakes. Doran and colleagues also compiled a 35-year record of all Antarctic temperatures to look for a trend.
And it's showing essentially the same thing as the Dry Valley record over the shorter period. It's showing that the continent, by and large, is cooling, and the cooling is very strong in the summer and in the autumn months.
Dorn attributes the cooling to a change in weather patterns around Antarctica. It's actually been unusually sunny and less stormy than usual. Storminess helps warm parts of Antarctica by creating winds like the warm Chinooks that flow off the high plateaus of the American West.
The effect in the Antarctic along the coast is you get these strong winds descending from the polar plateau, and as they descend, they compress and they warm. And so when it's less windy, it's cooler, essentially.
It's still unknown whether that change in the weather is linked to global climate change. And to add to the mystery, not all of Antarctica is getting colder. Temperatures have been rising sharply over the past 50 years on the long Antarctic Peninsula, which juts north toward South America. There, ice flows have been melting, and some penguin populations have fled their historic breeding grounds. But the biggest question about Antarctica isn't about local impacts of these climate trends, it's about potential global consequences, in particular the potential for rising sea levels. And that brings us to the second study that's just been published. Ian Jochen at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena says, to date, meltwater from Antarctic ice hasn't had a measurable effect.
It's generally thought to be fairly a small contribution to sea level rise, but there's been a lot of theories over the last couple of decades that the West Antarctic ice sheet might be fairly unstable and could possibly collapse rather rapidly.
There's enough water in the West Antarctic ice sheet to raise sea levels by nearly 20 feet around the globe over the course of many decades. So glacier experts have been eyeing this ice warily. In the long run, global temperature changes could affect this ice if the surrounding ocean water warms significantly. But even in the absence of ocean warming, the ice is changing. Previous studies suggested it could be in the midst of a slow-motion meltdown. But as Jochen reports in the latest Science magazine, this large mass of ice is actually growing as snow builds up on the surface.
What these results suggest is that some of the scenarios of much more catastrophic change are not necessarily likely to happen. It decreases the probability that these would happen in the next few centuries significantly.
But Jochen says it's too early to relax. Glaciologists are still concerned about the behavior of another part of the West Antarctic ice sheet. This other part does appear to be surging into the sea, and scientists are still struggling to understand its behavior and its potential threat to sea levels in the coming centuries. Meanwhile, there's a real-life reminder that weather trends can be fickle. John Prisky reports by email from Lake Bonney that it is unseasonably warm this Antarctic summer. So much so, researchers have to use boats to get out to the ice floating on the lake. Richard Harris, NPR News.